So we're up to the Gemara on the Chof Beis Amud Aleph, on the first wide line. So far we've seen two opinions. Did the style of writing initially given in Ivri and then it changed to Ashuris, in which case Ashuris means it comes from Ashur, or was it initially given in Ashuris, then Klal Yisrael sinned and it was taken away and then it was restored, so then Ashuris just means it's Mu'ushar, it's the most precious, the choicest of ksav. The third opinion is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. This is the first wide line. Reb Shimon ben Elazar oimer mishum Reb Elazar ben Prata shomer mishum Reb Elazar hamidoi ksav ze loy nishtane kol ikar. It never changed. So he disagrees with both of the first two opinions. The first two opinions both agree that there was a change. The question was, was it two stages or three stages? For this opinion, Rabbi Elazar HaMoidoi says the writing never changed. Shenema vovei ha'amudim, ma amudim lo nishtanu, avovim lo nishtanu. Remember we said a vov is a hook, which is the shape of a vov. It never changed, an omud never changed, nothing ever changed. Va'oimer, ve'el ha'yehudim kiksovom, ukeloshoinom. Ma loshoinom lo nishtane, af ksovom lo nishtane. Neither did their writing change, neither did their language change. Elo mani mekayim es mishneh ha-Torah hazois. Underline the word mishneh. We derived before from the word mishneh, from the word that can be translated as shinui, that the language changed. But if you maintain that actually the handwriting, never changed, so how do you understand the word mishneh, mishneh Torah? The answer is, like we said on the previous Amud, and this brings it all to a full circle. L'shtei Torahs, Mishnah is not from the Lashon of Shinui, but rather from the Lashon of Shnayim. There's two Torahs. The Kohen Gadol had, the Melech had two Torahs. Achas sheyetzes v'nechneses imoim, v'achas shemenochos levebeis genozov. One that always accompanied him, one that stayed at home. Oysa sheyetzes v'nechneses imoim, oysa kemin kemia. He made it very small, like an amulet, v'toyle v'zroyoi, and it was dangling off his arm. Shenema, shivisi Hashem renegdi somit. The Idach, and according to the other opinions, who say that Mishneh Torah means what? That there was a Shinui, but not that he had two Torahs. There was no Sefer Torah, according to the first opinions, that was in front of him the whole time. So what's Shivisi mean? Hi, Shivisi, quote unquote, my Dorish Bey. There it is. Ahumi boile kud Rav Chana bar Bizna. The Omer Rav Chana bar Bizna, Omer Rav Shimon Chasida, hamispalel. It's a completely different halacha, a very important halacha. Sorich sheyira atzmoy kilu shchino kenegdoi. When a person davens, he has to visualize as if the shchino is there right in front of him. Shenema shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit. Now, says the Gemara in conclusion, l'Reb Shimon, according to this final opinion, she'omar who said ksav ze loy nishtaneh, who maintained that this ksav never ever changed. Well, if it never changed, why could they not read the handwriting on the wall? My loy kahalim kisva lemikra, quote unquote. What was their struggling reading the writing on the wall? After all, writing never changed. Omarav begematria ichtav lahaim. The answer is, it was written in a type of gematria. What type of gematria? So remember we said, in one of four different possibilities, either Yatas Yatas Idach Pug Chamat, which is the gematria called At Bash, My Porish Lahu, which we then translate means to mean Mene Mene Tekel Uparasim. What was the writing on the wall? The message was Mene Mene Tekel Uparasim. That's not what was written on the wall. It was written in code form, meaning an At Bash. What is the meaning of the phrase "Mene Mene Tekel Uparasin"? Mene Mene Elakom Malchusech Hakadosh Baruch Hu has counted out your Malchus of Bovel. Takil Takil Tebemoznaya. He's weighed it on the scales. Veshtaka Chosen. You've been found to fall short, and therefore Prisas Malchuscha. Your Malchus is going to be taken away, spread out. Veyaviz Lamodai Uparas, and is going to be given to Paras. In other words, this heralded the end of the Babylonian Empire, now moves over to the Persian Empire. And all of that was written on the wall. The problem is it wasn't written clearly. It was written in the gematria. And therefore, according to this opinion, the reason why they couldn't read the writing on the wall is not because they didn't recognize the lettering. They did recognize the lettering. The problem was it didn't recognize the code. That's one possibility. There are four altogether. Ushmuel Amar. And Shmuel says, no, that's not the Pshat. Rather, it was a different code. And what was that? Ushmuel Amar. Mamtus Nakfi Aalron. So if you put that all in, look at every third letter. So Mem is the first letter of the first word. You put that with the first letter of the next word, Nun, and then all the next word, Aleph, that's Mene. So again, it was written in three rows or five columns, and therefore they didn't recognize it. Third opinion, Rabbi Yechon Omar, Anom Anom Lakas Nisrafu, which is backwards. Final opinion, Rashi Omar, Neme Neme Ketel Parasi, not quite backwards, but the first two letters of every word are interchangeable. So either way, all four opinions are obviously very, very similar. And what are they saying? That the lettering was not a problem. That's not why they struggled. Rather, it was written in some type of code form in Gematria or back to front, etc., etc., and that's why they couldn't read it. Okay, with this, we now move swiftly on. Says the Mishnah, Ein Roichvin al Susay. We are continuing and finishing the halachas of the Melech. One mustn't ride on his horse. Ve'ein yoishvin al kisoin, you cannot sit on his throne. Ve'ein mishtamshin b'sharvitoin, you cannot use his scepter. Ve'ein roein oisei kashu mistapri, you mustn't see him as he's taking a haircut. Ve'loi kashu hu'orum, ve'loi kashu b'beis amerchats. Neither when he's unclothed or in the wash house, the bathhouse. Shenemash soim tosim olecho. Melech, the critical word over here is olecho. Shetehei eimosoi olecho. That his fear, his awe should be upon you. It's a basic halacha in the appointment of the king that his awe has to be upon you. And therefore, if you see him in this state, either taking a haircut or in the base of merchats, or you use his property like his horse or his throne, so you're not now considering him as a melech, rather as a peer. So we must understand this halacha properly. This is not merely a halacha in kovod hamelech. We know, for example, there's halachas of kovod, kibud av, there's kovod rabbi, there's kovod talmud chacham. This is a different type of halacha completely. This is halacha which is inherent in the very appointment of a king. Soim tosim olech omelech, you must appoint a king who is upon you, above you. If somebody is not mechabed his father, we know that there's two halachas, there's kibud av and there's moiro av. Ish imoy v'oviv tiro. Now, if somebody does not respect or awe their parents, well, their parents are still their parent. They have not fulfilled the halacha of kovod or yiro. Whereas in the case of the melech, if you don't have fear of the melech, well, then he's not a melech. Why? Because that's inherent in the actual appointment. It says, Soim tosim olecho. You have to appoint a king upon yourselves. So if he's not upon you, means he's not higher up than you, you don't have awe of him, then it's not just a technical issue, you weren't kind of the mitzvah of mechabedim having awe, rather you've undermined his entire appointment. Yeah.
I don't know if this is relevant, but does this pertain to if you happen to go to the mikveh and you notice that one of your Rosh Yeshiva is there, or you just turn around and leave, or?
Yes. Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Avishag muteres l'shloimoi v'asura l'adoinyo. So we don't need to go into the whole story again. We remember from last time that Avishag was the woman who was brought in for David HaMelech. So essentially nobody else, as it were, can marry her. But Shlomo HaMelech was himself a king. So he's okay, but Adonio is not a king, so therefore he can't. Muteres l'shloimo yid melech hoya. U'melech mishtamish b'sharvitoi shol melech. One king can use the scepter of another. Va'asuro l'adonio. Why? K'tehedya too. Because he's not considered a king. Avishag mayhi. What is the exact story with Avishag? Let's see this quickly. The Ksiv HaMelech David Zokein Bo Bayomim. He was old, he was cold, he wasn't warmed up by his begodim. They found this beautiful young girl, the Ksiva Hanari Yofe Admoid, but Tehila Melech Soichenes Vetushar Sehu, and she served him. Omra Ninsevon. So she proposed, she said to him, let's get married. Omar Lo, no, I can't. Asirasli. I can't marry you. Why can't I marry you? So Rashi explained, because David HaMelech said, I've already fulfilled my full quota of 18 wives, and I can't now therefore marry you and have a 19th, because that's an Issa. But she did not accept that as an answer. Omrale, so she said, Chasre leganve nashve leshleime. It's an expression. A ganav who's happy to steal, but if he doesn't find anything to steal, so he makes out as if he's a nice guy. Makes out as if he's all friendly. He's not friendly at all. But rather, it's all a facade. The reason why he's pretending to be all friendly is because it's just simply nothing to steal. So too, she was saying, you're pretending to come up with some excuse, but that's not the real truth. Really, you could marry. She did not accept this. But Lamaisa, he refused. Says the Gemara, L'shloima omalohu koruli l'basheva. What was the excuse? She claimed that you're simply making an excuse. And the excuse you're giving is because you don't have, you're not allowed to marry any more wives. But she blamed him and said, no, you're just giving your excuse because really, the real truth is that you're an old man and you don't have koyach anymore to have relations. And that's why he wanted to prove that that's not true. So he called for his wife, Bathsheba. At that time, 13 times she had to clean herself. In other words, had relations 13 times. So David HaMelech was able to prove that he had no problem in being mekayim the mitzvah together with his wife. And if it was not merely an excuse, the real answer was he was not allowed to marry Abishag. We can learn from over here how difficult gerushin divorce is considered. Why? Shahari David HaMelech itiru lo liyachid. David HaMelech permitted himself under these extenuating circumstances to be over yichud with this avishag. Remember, if he's not married to her, there's no heter of yichud. There's an issa of yichud even with an unmarried woman. Okay, so he gave it a heter because he considered it extenuating circumstances. But one moment, wouldn't it have been simpler simply to divorce one of his 18 wives and then he could have married her? So you see from there that what? That no, it's better to be mati and issa yichud than divorce one of the wives. That's what the Gemara says. Shari dovar ha-melech hitiru loy liyachay, but veloy hitiru loy legarish. But they did not permit him to divorce. You don't divorce a wife for no reason. If somebody has to divorce his first wife, then the Mizbeach cries, Malachi, tasu ksus dimo, es Mizbeach Hashem bechi. The Mizbeach of Hashem cries, V'anake mi'ayin, oyit p'nei salamincha, v'lokach t'rotze yotchem v'ksiv, ואמרתם על מה כי השם הועד בינך ובין אישס נורך אשר אתה בוגע ותבוא והיא חברתך ואישס בריסך. אומר רבי יחנון, ואי תמר בלו זה אין אשתו של אדם מייסו אלם כי מבקשים ממנו מומוין. The woman only dies if there were monetary demands made from him. ואין לו, and he's not able to acquiesce, שנאמר ואם אין לך לשולם, לומו ייקח Mishkovcha mitachtech. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan kol adam shemeisa ishto rishayino. The person's first wife passed away. Kilu chora beis amigdosh biyomov. Why is it kilu chora beis amigdosh? Because as we know, when a man and woman get married, then they are building a home. They're building a beis amigdosh. Building a beis amigdosh. Shenema ben adam hinel lekech mimcha es machmad einecho v'magefo. Loi tispeid v'loi tivke v'loi tove dimascho. V'kizev adabre l'om b'boike v'ti. Thomas Ishti Be'erev Ksivin im Chalel Es Mikdoshi. It's considered the ruining of the base of Mikdosh. Go'inus Chemachmad Inechem. Omer Rebelech Alexandri. We're on the first wide line now. Kol Shemesoi Ishtoi Be'yomov Oilom Choshach Ba'adoi. Somebody's wife passes away tragically, then his world becomes dark. His steps become shortened, means he loses his simcha. He loses his advisor. He was able to consult with his wife, but no longer. Shenema v'tashlichehu atzasi. Omer Rabba Yechon Riechon Ran Kosher leZivugom kekriyas Yamsuf. Zivugom shiduchim are considered to be as difficult and miraculous, as it were, as kriyas Yamsuf. Shenema Elokim Moishev Yechidim Beisa Moitzi Asirim Reboisaris. Eini, says the Gemara. V'ha'omer Rabbi Yudah Marav Arboim Yoyim Kodim Yitziras Havlad. 40 days before the child is even conceived, a heavenly voice emerges and says, this girl will marry this boy. So you see, it's all preordained. So there's nothing miraculous about it. What do you mean? So Mora says, there's a difference. The baskel that emerges is only referring to the zivug rishain, and in a chami, that is not what we mean, that kosher kriyas yamsa. Omar Rab Shmuel ben Nachman lekol yesh tumura. Everything can be exchanged. Chutz mi eishes neurim, shenema ve'eishes neurim ki simos mastin Rabbi Yudah Yitzchak bray einod on moitzei kiras ruach. Elo mi ishter rishon. I'm not sure how to translate kiras ruach. A certain serenity, a peace of mind. Shenema yim koircha boruch besomach ne'eishes neurecha. Omar loik goin man. Top line of the Gemara. What would be an example? He said to his son, your mother would be a good example of a very serene marriage. Baruch Hashem, we're happily married, which is very strange. Ain't it? Is that true? They were so happily married. Didn't Rav Yudah himself once say to his son that his mother is a very difficult wife? She's more bitter than death. He said, well, who would be an example? He says, well, like your mother. So what's going on? Was his wife a wife who gave him serenity, or was she a very difficult person? Says the Gemara, she was essentially a very difficult person. But she always was ma'avir al midosav. She was always able to forfeit and give in. And therefore, essentially, both are true. On the one hand, she was a difficult personality, a very tough personality, but she always gave in, and that's why he said he's got a happy marriage. Says the Gemara, we're on the sixth top line. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Unia Mishmei Rashi Goyilom Hi Ve'eino Kireses Bris Elo Misha Oso Kli. A woman who's initially a basula, a virgin, is like a kli which hasn't yet been fashioned into shape until such point that they're married and he makes her now into a kli. Shenema, ki boyalayech oisayech Hashem tzvokri shemoy tona. Ein isho meis elo leishtoi. When a man dies, the one who feels it most is the wife. Ve'ein isho meiso elo lebalo. Ein ish meis elo leishtoi shenema v'yom esali melech ish nomi. You see, when Elimelech died, he's referred to as the husband of Naomi. Clearly, she's the one who feels it most. Ve'ein isha meso, elo labalo, shenema v'ani beboi mipadon, meso olai Rachel. Yaakovinu said, my wife died upon me. What does it mean, upon me? In other words, he's the one who felt it most. Okay, says the Gemara, maybe we can still finish the Omid. Says the Gemara, ein royinoi se ton rabonon melech mistaper b'chol yoyim. A king must take a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, once a week. Kohen Hediot echad l'shloshim yoyim. Melech mistaper b'chol yoyim shenema melech b'yoyif yov. Underline. Techezeno in echad. The king always has to look absolutely beautiful, very handsome. Therefore, he's got to take a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol me'erev Shabbos omer Rav Shmuel ben Nachman or Rav Yochanan hoyelu mishmoros mischadshos, because that's when the mishmoros of the kohen switched. When did they come? When did the new mishmar come on the Shabbos? So they needed to be greeted by the Kohen Gadol, who looked his best. What about? A regular Kohen? Says the Gemara, Kohen Hediot, Echad L'Shloishim Yoyim. How do I know? We learn it from Gzeira Shava, from Nozi, the Ksiv. Pasuk in Yechezkel, the Roshim lo yigalechu, pera lo yishalechu, ksus yichasmus reshem, the yalef, pera, pera, mi Nozi. It says the word Ksiv hocha, pera lo yishlach, the Ksiv hocha, gidol pera sa reshoi. So we have a comparison between the parishes of Nozi and Kohen Hediot, ma lahalon shleishim, afkan shleishim. Just like we know the Nozi, the standard length is 13 days, 30 days, so too a Kohen. How do you know a Nozi is 30 days? The Tanan Nami Stam Nazir Shleishim Yom. That's the standard amount. How do I know? What is the gematria of Yihyeh? Yudhe Yudhei is the gematria of Tlosin Hava, is the gematria of 30. So we know that the Nozi has 30 day length hair. We have a Gzeira Shava, so too the Kohen Hediot may have 30-day length hair, but not longer. Ihochi, sorry, Omalo Popola Abaya, Emeloi Liribu Klal. Maybe he shouldn't have any length hair. She says, Iksiv lo yishlechu pera, the comrade. If it would have said lo yishlechu pera, then yes, you could have translated it the way you just did. But Hashad Iksiv upera means pera lahava. You can have lengthy hair, but not too lengthy. Shluchi lo yishlechi. You shouldn't let it be sent too long. What's the definition of hair which is too long? So that we're learning from the Gzirishon. Says the Gemari, Hochi ho idna nami. What about nowadays? Why does this halacha not apply nowadays? We know that some halachas of Kohenim, for example, Tuma, jolly well apply nowadays as well. And we do not distinguish between, there is a Beis HaMikdash, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So what about the halacha of a haircut? Why is Rav Moshe Zelig not mukhiyev to take a haircut once every 30 days? The Gemara says, Dumya de Yayin. Because it's compared to Yayin. Ma Yayin bisman biyahu da osa. Just like the case of Yayin, it's only osa for a Kohen to drink wine at the time he enters the Beis HaMikdash. But shaloi bisman biya at the time he's not entering the Beis HaMikdash, like nowadays, Sharim, is af prey roish. So the same two will be over here, same thing. Af prey roish, only bisman biya osa. But shaloi bisman biya shari. So therefore, we have a haircut, we have a comparison. The halacha of yayin is exactly the same as it is for a haircut. Just like the halacha of yayin does not apply nowadays, so too the halacha of haircut also. Now, why does the halacha of yayin not apply? Who says? The yayin shaloi bizman bi ashari? Really? V'hotanya Rabbi Omer. Rabbi says, Omer ani koinim asrim nishtes yayin lo'olam. I essentially would have said that a Kohen should not be allowed to drink wine forever. Remember we saw in Rashi, because any day he may be called up. But my session, also kill Colossi. But because it's so out of hand, every Kohen is now, we don't know who he belongs to. So it can't be, we can't have a situation, it's non-enforceable, so they are allowed to drink wine. Now who's he coming to argue with? With Rabbanon. V'omar Abaya Kaman, Shosi, Kani, Chamra, Ho'idna. Who is the opinion who allows Kohenim to drink nowadays? Karebi Michlal, so I can deduce from there that the Rabbanon Asri. So the Rabbanon, if you're telling me that you can only drink wine today as a Kohen because we paskin like Rebbe, well, clearly there must be somebody who disagrees with Rebbe. And who is that? The Rabbanon. So how can you tell me that all opinions agree that there's no issa for a Kohen to drink wine nowadays? It's not true. According to the Rabbanon, it's true. That's the halacha l'maisa. But according to the Rabbanon disagree. And if the Rabbanon say that you cannot drink wine nowadays, then why don't they say the same about a haircut as well? Says the Gemara, because do you know why they can't drink wine? Because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built. And I need a Kohen whose role to do avoid the leka. And if he's got, if he's just drunk wine, then he's not ro. Ah, hochanami. But so too, if he takes, if doesn't take a haircut, his hair will be too long. He won't be able to do the avoda. No, efsha de misaper va'ayil. Because if he has long hair, he can always fix up the situation. How so? By quickly taking a haircut. I hosam nami efsha de naim purut va'ayil. He can have a quick nap. Won't that help him? Domer va'acha derech mil v'sheino kol shehu mefigin esayayin. If you have a v'sheino kol shehu, if he has a short nap, that will help make him become sober. So just like long hair, you've got an eitzah, just like there's a simple eitzah toiva, you can take a haircut. Surely the Gemara is telling me also that with yayin, also, if he has a sheina, that will be mafig the yayin. And once he's mafig the yayin, he'll be able to do avodah. So Gemara, no. The lav itmar law, didn't we learn? Omar of Nachman, Omar Rabba Bavua, Loishanuela Shashasa Kadei Revius, Kol Shekain, the Derech Taradasa Vishena Maskarate. That eitzah of having a short nap only helps if you had a small amount of wine. But if you had a large amount of wine, then to the contrary, if you go to sleep, it'll make it even more drowsy. It's not going to help. And therefore, that is the answer. Why do we allow Koyanim to have long hair, according to the Rabbanon, but not to drink wine? The answer is because wine has no solution. And long hair does have a solution. You can always take a haircut. Now, the Gemara suggests another answer, but as we remember, it fell through. Ravashi Amar, there's another difference. If somebody, a kohen, does avoida having drunk, then it's machalal the avoida. Therefore, gozru barabonon, so chaz rabonon made a gzeir, because it's a very severe halacha, but prui roish, to loy machali avoida, not so severe, loy gozru barabonon. Meisvei, didn't we learn that the two are compared? Ve'elu shebemisa, if a kohen does the avoida prui roish v'shtuye yayin, either of those will make him chayev misa. How do I know? Bishtoim v'shtuye yayin, it says it clearly in the pasuk. Diksiv yayin v'sheicha al teisht, al tevanecha v'loi tomusa, el prui roish minolon. How do I know that a kohen with long hair, if he does avoida his chayev misa, teretz is as a hekesh? Ve'ech ish yayin v'prui roish. Ksiv v'roisham v'ligalechu, upera l'yishlechu, v'yayin l'yishtu. Ma shtuye yayin v'misa? So they compare the two halachos with regard to Misa. So I should jolly well compare them also with regard to being Mechalel Avoida. From that I can derive, so why are you telling me that they're not the same severity of Issa? One we make a gzera, one we don't. But if I have a hekesh that compares them with regard to Misa, then I should have a hekesh that compares them with regard to where there's Mechalel Avoida, and the Gemara says, Kashi, you're 100% right, their answer falls through, and therefore we have to go back to the first answer. Says the conclusion, Omale Ravina Ravashi, Hai Ad Deloyosi Yecheskel Man Omro. Until Yecheskel came along and this Hekesh was learned, so how do you know that he's Chayev Misa? Says the Gemara, L'tameich, I'll throw the question back. Hod Omar Rechista, Dova Zemi Toiras Moshe Rabbeinu. Loi lomadnu ad sheboy yecheskel v'limanu kol ben necha oral lei v'oral basal yom lemikdash l'shoseini ad loy boy yecheskel man omo. We learn from a pasuk in Yecheskel that somebody who's uncircumcised cannot do avoda. No, and until Yecheskel came along, how did we know it? Ela, we're obviously going to have to say Gemara Gemir lo. It was always learned. We always knew the halacha. It was halacha Moshe Mesinai. V'asi Yecheskel v'asmacha akra. And he made an asmachta. So it's not Yecheskel being machadesh the halacha. The halacha was always true from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So too, well, same with us as well. Hochanami Gemara Gemirlo, Va'asi Yecheskel, Va'aspacha Akra. Therefore, when a Kohen does avoida in a state of Prue Roish, he was always Chayev Misa. That's nothing that Yecheskel was machadesh. Says the Gemara in conclusion, my kosum yikasmus moresheim. A certain type of haircut. My tispores lulinus, or mihudam shmol tisporta yechidoha, a very beautiful haircut. Omar of Ashi roishe shel zeh, betzad ikre shel zeh. The top of one hair reaches the root of other. Shalu es Rabbi Ezel tisporos shel kohen gadol. Could you demonstrate for us the haircut of gadol? Apparently, it was a particularly expert haircut. Omaluhu tsur v'umi tisporos shel ben alasa. Have a look at the way Ben Alasa takes his haircut. Tanya, Reb Yoimer, loyal chinon pizer Ben Alasa es mo'esav. He didn't just spend his money for nothing. He deliberately had this very, very fancy, expert haircut. Elokadei laharis boy to spoyer shel kohen gadol, in order to demonstrate to everybody what the haircut of a kohen gadol should look like. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I hope you're not too busy. I was a little bit quick, but we did want to finish before the end of the week. So I hope Be'ezah Hashem Yisborach Sunday morning, which is actually the day of the wedding, but all being well, share as normal at 8:45, and Be'ezah Hashem, we're going to begin the next parak in this session.